And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. All right, today is a really special day because it's our show's six-month anniversary. So I want to wish you, Mike, a very happy six-month anniversary. And I also wanted to let you know that our radio show is now airing on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. in addition to our normal time slot, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. All right, we've got a really important show for you today because we're going to talk about the significant increase and epidemic of crime in our great state and the awful consequences that it's having on you. You see, unfortunately, our governor's criminal injustice reform experiment is not working. And so what this means is you're getting screwed. After your home gets robbed, after your car gets stolen, or God forbid, after someone beats you and takes your property. You see, the crime rate in California is going up faster than your weight after the holidays because of the asinine criminal injustice reform bills that were passed about 5 to 6 years ago. These bills were designed to decrease our state's overpopulated prison system so you will actually save money. And hey, saving money sounds great in theory. However, letting violent criminals out of jail early doesn't really save you money. Because the reality is, these asinine criminal reform bills that were passed, they're actually inviting more criminals to break the law and hurt you. Yeah, I'm talking about violent crimes. They're up 12% in our state. And property crimes like theft and auto theft, they're the highest they've been in years. You see, what this all means to me is that our governor wasn't smart enough to know that when you release violent criminals early from custody in the name of so-called prison reform, the only thing that gets reformed is the prison, not the criminal who was released into your neighborhood and our cities. Let's just call this what it is. Our criminal injustice system is a total and complete fraud and failure. I mean, how in the world can our lawmakers, who, by the way, want a 3% raise, how can they think it's okay to downgrade violent felonies into misdemeanors so we can release violent felons into your neighborhoods so they can rape innocent children? Are you kidding me, lawmakers? What is wrong with you? I want you to think about this for a second. Felons in California who commit assault with a deadly weapon or battery that causes you serious injury, or solicitation to commit murder or rape of an unconscious person, or even burglary of homes, are now being rewarded and released early from jail. People are being raped, beaten, and abused, and yet we're releasing them. Congratulations, Jerry Brown and California politicians. Violent criminals are now everywhere. You see, I disagree with our government. I believe prison reform needs to be about saving lives, especially innocent children lives, rather than saving money. But then again, Mike, common sense is not so common, especially as it relates to criminal injustice reform. Now, we got to take a look at the crime rates, because this is going to freak you out a little bit. Right now, there are some California cities that have seen an increase in crime by over 50%. I mean, for people living in Stockton, I would be freaking out, because crime is increasing faster in our great state than anywhere in the nation. And you can't blame police or sheriff or highway patrol officers. Those people are working their asses off to protect you and me. So the bottom line is, we've got a problem. And we've got a series of prison reform measures that were passed that aren't working. You see, I don't understand how releasing 20,000 criminals. Think about that number, guys. 20,000 criminals. How can we release them early into your neighborhoods? How do you feel about that? Who are you? Doesn't this bother you to know that there's 20,000 felons that could be in your neighborhood? So here's what you need to know. Are we really saving money on the front end? Are we saving money on the back end? Because I don't think we're saving a dime. The cost for guards and nurses in our prison systems are going up, and it's pathetic. In fact, I could send my great niece, my great nephew, Madison and JR, to Harvard, and it would cost less money than sending someone to prison. But the truth is, the cost to you and your family, if God forbid you're assaulted, or you're robbed, or you're raped, is not quantifiable. Or if you're like my dear friend Sean, your stuff is going to get stolen over and over again, because there's absolutely no deterrent to criminals in California anymore. In fact, I think the vast majority of criminals out here on the West Coast are smart enough to know that they can commit heinous crimes on you and your family and be rewarded by being released early. Merry Christmas, criminals. In fact, you know what? I'm going to go on the record right now. And you know what I'm going to say? It's never been a better time to be a criminal. After all, you can steal, assault, rape, and rob someone and only spend a couple weeks or months in county jail, where you're going to be fed and you're going to be well taken care of while your victim is out here suffering. So for anyone who has said crime doesn't pay, I don't think they were referring to California, because crime does seem to pay out here in California. All you gotta do is consider the death of Whittier police officer Mr. Keith Boyer to see that prison reform in California is not working. Police officer Keith Boyer dedicated his life to protecting you and protecting me. But you see, he was shot and he was killed on February 20th, 2017, by a violent repeat criminal who happened to be released early from jail, courtesy of Jerry Brown. And as you can imagine, this criminal was in and out of jail numerous times between 2010 and 2016, for a whole bunch of criminal acts, including robbery and, of course, grand theft auto. But you see, after this violent criminal was released early from Pelican Bay State Prison back in April 2016, he violated his parole 4 times. This man violated his parole 4 times after being in and out of our prison system for years. Oh, and guess what? he only served 10 days in jail for violating parole. Yeah, good job, Jerry Brown. So guess what? After this dude served his 10-day vacation, that piece of garbage killed Officer Keith Boyer. You see, I want to make sure and acknowledge police officers and sheriffs and even the highway patrols who've pulled me over for speeding. I want to thank you for what you do. Because the violent criminal who killed Officer Keith Boyer should have never been released early from Pelican Bay State Prison. After all, wasn't Officer Keith Boyer's life or your life worth more than the alleged pennies that California taxpayers are saving? Apparently not. We're going to talk about cyber crimes and the cost of crimes and even how crime is affecting you, someone who's trying to sell their homes. Because the last time I checked, hundreds of thousands of homes are being broken into. All right, I know I get crazy, but all that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, for those of you just joining us, I've been talking about crime. And the reason why I'm talking about crime is because in some cities, crime has increased by over 50%. Now, let me tell you something. I know about crime because not only did I have my car stolen at one time, when I used to own the largest business of its kind in the United States of America with thousands of employees and 100,000 clients, my law firm was under constant attack. I'm talking people were trying to hack the firm and steal very sensitive attorney-client information. And that's why I hired so many geniuses to protect our firewalls and our data. Now, let me tell you something. Do you know what it's like as a business owner to know that your business is under attack? It's awful. I spent millions of dollars securing our data, our servers, and everything else to make sure that the attorney-client privilege was never breached. That's why this topic is so personal to me. And that's why I brought on our boy genius, Adrian Boysell. Adrian, can you please tell me what kind of scams are going on today that people and businesses need to be aware of?
Yeah, I think there's quite a few that need to be brought up and made aware of. One of the biggest ones that I've noticed recently, I actually read an article about it and had heard about it from somebody and kind of did some research and found out that Google is being hacked on a regular basis. That's one of the biggest ones, is scammers will send a text message. They'll hack your account to the point where they have to get a security code to verify the account. And then they'll send you a text message that looks like it's coming directly from Google that says, we need you to verify your PIN in order to get access to your account, to secure your account. And then once they have that PIN, they're in. And now they have your Gmail, your Google, your Drive. I mean, everything that you own that's connected to Google, they have access to. And probably all of your passwords, since a lot of people save their passwords in their browsers. So now they have access to everything. And I've also seen an email scam that's been going on where people will send out an email that looks exactly like it's from PayPal or from Stripe or for some big payment company, and they'll send you an email that looks just like it, but it has an attached document to it. And if you even download that document, you don't even have to open it up. You just download the document. Your computer has now been infected with a Petra. They call it the Petra virus, and it's ransomware, where they'll ask you for about $300 to $500 worth of Bitcoin.
All right, so the issue is pretty simple here, Adrian. You're a genius. Mike, my producer, and myself, we have no clue how to determine or differentiate an email that is legitimate or one that is trying to hack your system. So can you please tell us, how do we know the difference, Adrian?
Well, it's very simple. If you get an email from any company asking you to log in directly from the email, you need to delete that email, because most of the companies aren't going to ask you to log in directly from the email. They're going to have you go directly to their site. And you need to make sure when you go to their site that you're directly logging in to where it says HTTPS at the top and says it's secured. It's really, really important you're going to a secured site so your data is encrypted.
Now let's talk about revenue, because let's face it, business owners, you want revenue, right? You want more revenue. You want your business to thrive and you want to be successful. What about revenue, Adrian? I mean, I read and see the same things on the news. You got banks being hacked. Heck, you got the CIA being hacked. How can business owners protect against revenue or sensitive financial information?
Well, think about it. I'm a graphic designer. I have thousands and thousands of files, gigs. I mean, terabytes worth of files, video files, graphic files. And if I were to lose all of those files in an attack, if they were to take that from me, I would have no files. I have to go back and recreate all of them, costing me thousands of hours and money. I have to give refunds and all types of stuff. So you could lose thousands of dollars by not having that information secured and protected. And that's really a big learning lesson. It actually happened to me about 6 years ago. We were hacked twice in a 1 month period, and we got it back up, and then we were hacked again. So I've had to learn from this, and I've gained a lot of experience and knowledge in this area.
You know, you talked about that ransomware, that not only, folks, are you getting emails that are trying to hack your system, after they hack you, they're asking you to pay them money? I mean, come on, Adrian, that is sickening. How does that work?
So they're actually using amazing technology, which is blockchain technology, which is really pivotal and a key to this whole online security thing. But they're using that technology to force you to pay them in Bitcoin. Bitcoin, as you know, has become very, very popular over the last few months. It's skyrocketed up to like $3,000 per Bitcoin when it was down to like $100 just a couple of years ago. And so now they're taking the advantage of that and asking you to pay them in Bitcoin, which is digital cryptocurrency, which cannot really be tracked.
And Adrian, let's talk about our government. We all know right now that the CIA can hear every word we say, and they can even watch you when your TV is turned off. So, Mom, put some clothes on. What I want to know is, what is our government doing, Adrian? If you and I are talking about us getting hacked, small businesses, maybe even mid-sized businesses, what is our government doing to protect against those crazy people in North Korea and those hackers in Russia?
Well, you know, our government can afford to buy and hire the best in the internet security world. And so they have the top experts in the world helping them. But I think there's a huge crisis going on, not just in society, but with the government, of what they're going to do with security, because they're not really sure how to fight this that well. And there's still new technologies that need to be implemented and developed still to prevent this type of stuff from happening. So if companies need help with this, this is something I can do for them. You can call me anytime at 877-801-1991. Again, that's 877-801-1991.
Now, for everyone who just turned on the radio, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and we're talking about crime, because I'm noticing an awful fact, and that is crime has risen in our great state by almost 50% in some cities. And that's why we're talking to Adrian Boysell. Adrian, what piece of software or equipment should business owners have? Because again, Mike, my producer, and myself, we don't even understand what you're saying half of the time. So can you please tell us what business owners need to prevent getting hacked, Adrian? What software, what goodies are out there?
Two really, really, really important things. The first one is going to be a password software that you use for all of your passwords, like 1Password or LastPass. I personally use LastPass. And basically what it does is you have a master password where you have a vault, and all of your passwords are inside that vault. And every password that you create from there on out is going to be at least 20 to 30 characters long, completely random, completely unique, and very secure, very hard to hack. So you're going to have that. And then you also want to use another type of software, two-factor authentication, for every single site, like Google and every website you use, Facebook, so that it actually sends you a text message with a code that you have to put that in every single time you log in, and that'll prevent anything from being hacked.
If you own a business, you got kids, you're on the computer, you got emails, you cannot ever risk sensitive information, including your passwords and accounts, from getting hacked. Because you know what these criminals do? They do whatever the hell they want. And California just keeps releasing them into your neighborhoods, because we don't have a government that actually cares. And that's what I've been talking about, is the fact that we've got an epidemic of crime and nobody in our state capital seems to care. Instead, what they care about is getting a 3% raise. Now, listen to me, folks. This topic is very passionate to me. I'd like you to stick around, because we're going to talk about how much money crime is actually costing you. That's coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, today's segment is really important because we're covering crime. And the issue about crime in California today is that it's going up. In fact, if you look at the statistics, there are 3.7 million burglaries that are going on every year. And that's why I think it is so important to talk about you and your home, because many of you will have your homes broken into. And I know you love where you live and you love your neighborhoods. That's why I brought in real estate expert Renee Nielsen to talk about crimes in your neighborhood and what you need to know if you're selling your home. What would you tell them to do to protect against burglaries? Because after all, homes for sale are sometimes sitting ducks.
Your home absolutely could be targeted, and we don't want that to happen. So what we want to do, whether you're in the home or your home is vacant, we want to create strategies that are going to help make it so that burglars aren't going to be attracted to your property. Maybe they'll go somewhere else, hopefully someone else's neighborhood.
And what are some of those tips, Renee, that homeowners want to arm themselves with? Because selling their home is really important, as is getting top dollar. What do they need to know, Renee?
First of all, you're going to want to alarm your home, but that's an easy one. The other thing that I would do to prevent crime when your home is for sale is you can do just what I did. My home wasn't for sale, but I love the app Nextdoor, and you can keep track of what's going on in your neighborhood, and your neighbors can help you keep track of your home as well.
So you talk about installing an alarm in someone's home, which, let's face it, Renee, the majority of people do have alarms. What about giving that code out, right? People are going to come. You got strangers walking through the house to see it. How do you, as a real estate agent, protect your clients in those situations?
Okay, so the biggest thing is that as a realtor, we actually have keys, and only other realtors are able to get into those properties. And so we can tell who has entered the property. We can follow up with them, see what their thoughts are on the home. So it's a great tool for us, but at the same time, we can actually see who has access. And one more tip. I'm going to tell you that a lot of people's security systems these days can hear you talk while you're in the home. So if you're purchasing the home, be careful what you say, because you might be letting the seller know exactly what your thoughts are about the house, and that might be great for you or not.
All right. And so right now we're talking about homes for sale and the fact that burglars seem to target them. What about people who want to sell those homes, Renee? What is it that they need to know in a market where our inventory is 15% less now than it was a year ago?
Isn't that amazing that there are so many less homes? Okay, we've got to create strategies is what we need to do. We want to stage your home potentially. We want to make it look like somebody's at the home. We want to look like that the realtor checks on it every couple days if nobody's at the home. We want to create an environment where the neighbors might call the realtor, which is me, and let you know about something going on at the home. I had that happen yesterday, in fact. So it was really important. We went right out to the house.
Now, what about the fact that multiple offers are being made on a home? What can people do, Renee, who want to buy a home, but they know that there's 3, 4, 5 different offers on the table?
The same exact thing happened to me just a couple weeks ago, and we just closed the property. So this is what you have to do. You have to do 3 things. You have to get a lender that you know can work with you in the way that you need them to work with you. And then you need to structure a wonderful offer that's going to get you above and beyond what everyone else is, but not so far that you're stretching your client. And the last thing is I relied on my relationship with the other realtor to get our offer accepted. So after all of that, we committed to doing everything the contract said, and we got the home closed. Everyone was so happy, and the realtor will work with me again anytime. So if you're interested in working with me, knowing my experience and my relationships, call me at 916-668-0006. That's 916-668-0006, or go to reneenielsen.com.
For people just joining us, we're talking about crime and the epidemic of it out here in California. The bottom line is, you deserve to live the American dream, and part of that is living in a neighborhood that you love and feel safe in. Now, I'm sure most of you are imagining, who pays for all of the crime? And you know what the answer is? You do. California taxpayer. And that's because we've got 130,000 inmates in our jails and prisons. That's why I have Bob on the show from OIC Tax Services. Bob, what does it cost to imprison each of California's 130,000 inmates?
Well, you have to really sit down for this. It's $75,560, and that is projected for next year. That's enough to cover the annual cost of attending Harvard University and still have plenty left over for pizza and beer.
Has that number significantly increased, Bob, over the past decade?
Yes, it has. It's gone up tremendous, even though the amount of prisoners that we have decreased.
And what do you attribute that cost to, that increase in expense?
Well, that increase is administrative costs. You're going to have costs for guards, and you've got costs for nursing and health care for all these prisoners.
And what are we doing once we've got prisoners in our system, Bob? How are we reforming them so their butts don't end up right where they are today?
Well, I don't see a lot of reform going on here because there's a lot of just this round table of them coming back and forth into the system.
Do we not have the money to spend on reforming the criminals who are currently incarcerated?
Well, honestly, we don't. We've got a budget that Jerry Brown just put in place. It's pretty modest. It's only 2% higher than last year. But here we're seeing a lot of these prisoners that are not getting life skills to move forward.
And as you're saying, Bob, if there's less people incarcerated today, shouldn't the cost be decreasing rather than increasing?
Well, no, you've got the cost of prison guards, which they deserve to earn what they earn, and the cost of nursing and the cost of housing, and everything goes up. So even though we're reducing the population, the costs are going up through administration.
Bob, what's so pathetic here is that you, California taxpayers, you're stuck paying the bill and you're at risk of being attacked. So what can people do, Bob, to protect against the epidemic of crime in California?
Vote. Vote, vote, vote. And watch your money, watch yourself, watch your house, watch your property.
And when you talk about voting, Bob, we know next year, thank God, our governor's going to finally be removed from office. Are you talking about that particular election, Bob? Are we talking about the highest seat in California?
Well, yes, I am. I'm also talking about other seats in California. Obviously, with this problem in California, our legislatures are not addressing the problems at all.
Do you think, Bob, if costs continue to surge, that California taxpayers are going to be the ones stuck holding the additional bag?
Oh, yes, we are. Oh, we're absolutely going to be stuck with it. What are we going to do with all these prisoners that we have in the state of California? What are we going to do with them? Taxes are complicated. If you need information on California taxes or the IRS, call Bob at 1-800-695-3010, 1-800-695-3010. That's Bob at OIC Tax Services.
And that's what I've been talking about today, Bob, is the fact that we've got an epidemic of crime and nobody in our state capital seems to care. Instead, Bob, what they care about is getting a 3% raise. Now, listen to me, folks. This topic is very passionate to me. And that's because you, the taxpayer, are stuck paying the bills while our prisons continue to rot. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to please stick around, because in my next segment, I have an amazing story to tell you about my childhood. Because the bottom line is, it's summer, and we want to continue the theme of having fun on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, in keeping with the spirit of having a really fun summer, especially if you're a kid, I want to take this time to talk about one of the craziest things I ever did growing up in Granada Hills, California. You see, the other day I was talking with my mom about some of the crazy stuff that I did as a kid in the summer. And you know what she reminded me? She reminded me how lucky I am to be alive after all of the insane and crazy stunts that I did growing up. But the bottom line is, I lived on Goya Street, Get Off Your Ass Street, which means I was a fearless kid. Then my mom reminded me of all of the young kids and adults who's been drowning lately in the river up here in NorCal, and it really hit me hard. After all, these kids and their families, they just want to have fun this summer, swimming in the river, swimming in the lakes, and swimming in pools. And now, unfortunately, they've passed. So listen, NorCal rivers are dangerous, especially with the amount of rain and snow that we had. So I'm begging everybody to please don't forget to wear your life jacket. And if you see a sign that says strong current, don't get in the water. You see, where I grew up in Granada Hills, California, we had pools, or we had a bunch of friends with pools. And if we couldn't go swimming in one of our friends' pools, maybe we would get a buddy to drive us down to Castaic Lake or Pyramid Lake. But then again, we could always go down to that big blue Pacific Ocean. Bottom line is, it was glorious and wonderful to get in the water. All right, and that leads me to my first crazy story of the summer. So when I was about 16 years old, I went to Palm Springs, which is only a couple hours away from Granada Hills, and I went there with a couple of my badass national championship teammates. So of course we could go swimming and find some really huge pools to crash. Now, most of my childhood friends love to swim, and that's why we were always looking for the big pools to jump in. So here's what we did. We found this really cheap hotel, and it had an amazing big pool. Well, maybe it wasn't so amazing, but when you're 16 years old, a lot more is amazing. So here's what we did. We checked into this cheap hotel, and here's what we noticed. The hotel was about three stories, and it had this amazing roof. And if you look up at the roof, it was conveniently located near the pool, right? Like, if you're on the roof and you're looking down at the pool, you're probably thinking you could jump in that thing. So, of course, here's what we were thinking. While we were swimming during the day, we were like, casing the place, and we were wondering, how do we get on that roof in the dark so we could use it as a three-story diving board into the pool? Now, mind you, all of my buddies were outstanding softball players like myself, and most of them received four-year full-ride athletic scholarships to UCLA and Berkeley and some of the best colleges in the country. But the truth is, we weren't gold medalist winners in swimming or diving, which means we didn't have any life vests on, we didn't have any training, and I think we might have left our brains in Granada Hills, because what we were about to do was jump off a three-story cheap hotel in the dark and hope and pray to the swimming gods that we actually landed in the swimming pool that was about 8 to 10 feet deep. Now remember, who does this kind of stuff? Well, the answer is, I do, because I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and as a kid, I was fearless, adventurous, and crazy. So when it was super dark and it was late and the pool was closed, me and my buddies snuck onto the roof of the hotel. And are you ready? We jumped off of it in hopes of course, landing safely in the pool below. Yep, I'd call that insane thrill seekers. But here's what you need to know. Before I jumped off that third-story roof, I was smiling, I was giggling, I was laughing, I was screaming, and I was happier than you could possibly imagine because I was having crazy fun. Now, let's face it, It wouldn't be all that fun, would it? If we didn't land safely in the pool. And I don't think it'd be much fun if those hotel people called the police. But that's the thing about my childhood. We did so many absolutely insane and dangerous stuff all the time. Like every single day. And no one ever got hurt or had anything seriously happen to them. In fact, I gotta tell you something. I don't remember ever hearing about anyone in my neighborhood, in my city, drowning in a lake or a pool when I was a kid. Now, of course, I realize that kids get hurt all of the time, but the really bitchin' thing about growing up back then is we didn't have cell phones and we got to be kids. So my point here is pretty dang simple. It's summer. So it's the greatest time of the year to be a kid and have some safe fun, not Ronnie Deutsch crazy fun. Come on, I'm going to be the first person to admit that jumping off a three-story building into a pool in Palm Springs is not safe, okay? That's why I'm telling you this story, man. I want you to know who I am and the crazy things I do, because those things make you. But really what I want you to know is I want you to G-O-Y-A, get off your ass. And I want you to take your kids swimming in a safe pool with a life vest on. And I want you to take your kids roller skating. Don't you remember how fun roller skating was? Holding hands, dancing out there. Hey man, falling hurts. I also want you to take your kids to the park. And you can always go to a park that has free water features. Or hey, maybe you can take the kids bike riding like I always used to do. Because let's face it, Sacramento has some amazing bike trails. Or maybe, just maybe, you can take the kids skateboarding or surfing, which is something I highly encourage you to do. You see, here's the thing. I'm 53 years old, and life is going faster than it's ever gone before. Isn't life going fast for you and your kids as well? Don't you want to enjoy the summer and spend time with your kids when they actually want to spend time with you? Bottom line is this, I believe in living a joyful life. And I know we got all sorts of crap on the news. We got that whack job in North Korea. We've got all sorts of problems in the Middle East. We've got countries hacking us. And of course, we've got people attacking our president, our brand, and our great democracy. So I encourage you, you got to have more joy. You got to have more fun, especially in the summertime. All right, we're out of time. Here's the thing. I want to remind you, if you want to get a hold of me or one of our amazing experts or listen to any of our 6 months of previous radio shows, all you got to do is go to RonnieDeutschRadio.com. All right, everyone, have a safe week. Get on your surfboard, and I'll see you next Saturday and Sunday on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.